Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Please recognize Representative Watson for CCR to Senate Bill 1175.
Clerk will read.
CCR to Senate Bill 1175 by Stanislavski of the Senate and Watson of the House, an act relating to labor.
Representative Watson, you're recognized to explain to CCR.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The purpose of this bill is to qualify Oklahoma to receive its full REDAC distribution through the federal stimulus bill.
Representative Reynolds, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Watson, could we also characterize that as the purpose of this bill is to indebt future generations in Oklahoma to much higher unemployment benefits, including things such as a person's, if a person moves out of state, their spouse can collect unemployment from their employer?
This will include really things that we are already doing right now. And there is a certain period of time whenever the fund goes down, our insurance fund goes down, when some of those items are not included. But currently, right now, we're doing these things.
Representative Reynolds for a follow-up.
Representative Watson, let me be sure I heard you correctly or entirely.
Representative Reynolds, would you suspend, please? Members, please take your seats. Give your attention to Representative Reynolds. Representative Reynolds, you're recognized.
I have absolutely no doubt that it includes things that we're currently doing. But common sense would tell me that even though it includes things we're currently doing, if we're running a bill, it probably includes many things we're not currently doing. And it seems like, in fact, we had a considerable debate about this bill when Representative McDaniel ran it before, when we discovered it included a lot of things that we weren't currently doing. Are those things in this bill?
I think we're looking at a different bill here. That's one of the reasons we had the conference report and those other things. But there are some items here, and I think perhaps what you're looking at is the fact that there will be a cost that will come through that will be somewhere in the neighborhood of about $1 million a year. We will be receiving $75 million. And so there will be the potential for about $1 million a year. Right now, currently, our fund is in good shape, and it would not make any difference at this point.
Senator Reynolds, for a question.
Thank you. If the fund is currently in good shape, then why do we need to do this?
This is REDA fund money that will be coming to us. We do know that as time moves on, we have, and just recently earlier in this session, Representative Wesselhoff presented some REDA funding that will take us through 2011, I believe. And there will be some funding that will be required in the future. One of the concerns that we are looking at here is that we run the risk, if we do not take this, of seeing Oklahoma businesses have to increase their tax to cover funding the unemployment insurance fund. So this will delay that kind of event from happening or from ever happening, and it's something that's being offered to us, and it's an opportunity. We also know that right now there's two parts of the unemployment tax that businesses pay. One is a state tax, one is a federal tax. And on the federal tax, right now, Oklahoma businesses are getting back something in the neighborhood of 44 cents for every $1 that they pay in taxes. So businesses want very much to be able to take advantage of this and, frankly, to get our money back.
Representative Arms for a question. He waves. Representative Kern for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Watson, I want to make sure I have the right bill. Is this the bill that talks about when you're separated from work for compelling family circumstances?
That is correct.
Okay, and so one of the compelling family circumstances would be, it's C, where it says if the spouse moves away, takes a new job, and so the claimant has to move, then they'll receive payments. So yes. Is my understanding this correctly?
Yes. Now, keep in mind that this would have to involve someone that is looking for employment.
Representative Kern for a follow-up.
Well, the way I understand this reading, it says if the spouse of the claimant was transferred or obtained employment in another city or state, and the family is required to move to the location of that job that is outside of commuting distance from the prior employment of the claimant. Okay, so the prior employment of the claimant. The claimant is out of work right now, you're saying? And because their family's moving?
Because of a move, they would be unemployed. And so while they were looking for employment, they would be eligible.
So, follow up. So, let me...
Representative Curtis, suspend, please. Members, we're having some representatives that are having a difficult time hearing. House will come to order. Representative Kern, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you. So let's just use this situation. You know, my husband's a minister. Say he takes another church. We move to another state, and I'm working. And so I leave that job to go with my husband. So I'm going to receive payments because of that?
You lose your job because you have to move. Yes.
Representative Ritz for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative, you said that this money is coming from the stimulus fund?
Yes.
Follow up.
Recognize?
Where does that money come from the stimulus fund?
What? I'm not sure. I just know it's something that is available to us.
Seeing no additional questions, Representative Watson moves adoption of the CCR. Will there be debate? There will be debate. Members wishing to debate in opposition, please press your red button. Members wishing to debate in favor, please press your green button. Chair is preparing to close the queue. Queue is now closed. Members debating in favor, wishing to yield. Representative Sears to Representative Watson. The following members will be recognized for debate. Those debating in opposition will be Representative Reynolds for 10 minutes. Those debating in favor will be Representative McDaniel, Randy for 10 minutes, and Representative Watson for 10 minutes. Representative McDaniel, Randy, you're recognized for 10 minutes. 10 minutes in debate in favor of adoption of the CCR. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Very complicated bill. I won't be long today because I know we're all ready to move on. But there are a couple very important issues on this. One of which we might look at would be these are difficult times in Oklahoma. We've gone from one of the highest unemployment rates we've seen in a long time as we approach nearly about 6.5% unemployment. When we look at a federal level, it's over 8%. I mention that to say it's for this very reason why we have groups out there that are trying to make the economy as strong as possible. When you boil this whole issue down, it looks at one big thing. It's a $75 million tax cut by receiving these funds.
Because this McDaniel, I'm sorry. Would you please suspend? Members, please give your attention to Representative McDaniel. Representative McDaniel, you're recognized to continue your debate.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Again, I'm going to try to be as brief as possible. There are two additions we have to do here, one of which is the alternative base period, which we do already, and this just makes it uniform where we do it all the time. The other thing is the compelling family circumstances. We do most of those compelling family circumstances, and now we're going to do that. When we look at those two costs, those costs are minimal compared to the overall benefit we're going to get for Oklahoma's economy. That's going to keep us from having to raise taxes on every business in Oklahoma, which in effect will be a $75 million tax cut that we would not have to do on every business in Oklahoma. Hope you can join with me to vote for this bill. I will yield all the rest of my time to Representative Watson.
Thank you, Representative McDaniel. Representative Reynolds, you're now recognized for 10 minutes. and debate in opposition to adoption of the CCR.
Nonsense. A $75 million tax cut, that's utter nonsense. There's no way that you can conceive that this is a $75 million tax cut. It's a $75 million tax increase going to unemployment benefits. That's what it is. It's not a tax cut. It's a tax waste, a waste of taxpayer dollars. Nothing could be plainer. It's not that complicated. It's very simple. But it's even worse than Representative Kern, my good friend Representative Kern, showed. It doesn't just talk about your spouse. It says if you have to move because of your parents or your minor children, not just your spouse. Tax cut? No, it's socialism. Big brother, government at its finest, bad government at its finest. It is not a tax cut. You reject it. The tax cut is the $75 million that aren't paid in unemployment benefits to people that don't deserve them. Then it goes back into the economy. But if you want to characterize it as a tax cut, go right ahead and vote green. If you want to characterize it for what it really is, it's only, can only logically be stated that it is a expense of $75 million of the taxpayers' money, and you can't characterize it logically any other way. I'd encourage you to vote no.
Thank you, Representative Reynolds. Representative Watson, you're now recognized for 10 minutes in closing debate in favor of adoption of the CCR.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think the important thing for us to keep in mind here is that we're talking about people who are unemployed. I have been very, very blessed in my life to never have been unemployed. We are facing situations today where we are going to see some people here in Oklahoma that will be unemployed. We are very fortunate. We have a very, very strong insurance fund today. We are in very good shape. We want to continue to be in very good shape. Our businesses have been taxed by the federal government, and they're only getting back 44 cents of every dollar that they have been sending in. So this is a real opportunity for us to put that into our fund. It will be used for those who will need to have some kind of supplement during that period of time when they are looking for a job. I know in Tulsa, I had people who worked right across the street from where I worked for a very large energy company who walked out with boxes and pink slips one day when they didn't realize that was going to happen the day before. Many of these people I went to church with. Many of these people lived in my neighborhood, and these people needed help during that period of time while they were seeking employment. And remember, we're talking about the potential here of having compensation, just a small bit of compensation compared with what people normally have been getting, to help them find a job. That's the reason this was established, and that's the reason it's here. It's been here for a long time. We are very fortunate. We have the opportunity to strengthen our fund and to make it stronger. The beauty of it is that it will avoid a tax increase on our businesses. We face that potential. We have $75 million. And folks, if we don't take it, believe me, there are other states that will be more than glad to take it. And that's where it will go. The other thing that I would mention is that there are several other states at the beginning of the year that indicated that they were not going to accept this. Many of those states have changed. And some of the states that did not accept it, frankly, if I were in their state, I wouldn't accept it either. Because quite frankly, in those states, it is going to cost them considerably more. Tens of millions of tax increases to take this money. So for us in Oklahoma, we are very fortunate. It's frankly an opportunity, bottom line, for us to get some of our tax money back from Washington. And rarely do you have that opportunity. I ask you to support this bill.
Members, you've heard the debate. The question before the House is, shall the Conference Committee report be adopted? All those in favor, say aye. There has been a request for recorded vote. Clerk will activate the machine for recorded vote on adoption of the CCR. Representative Blackwell votes aye. Representative Murphy votes no. Representative Pittman votes aye. Representative Reniger votes aye. Representative Scheer votes aye. Representative Brannon votes aye. Representative Kiesel votes aye. Representative Sears votes aye. Representative Hickman votes aye. Representative Hilliard votes aye. Representative Sanders votes aye. Representative Roan votes aye. Representative Ortega votes aye. Representative Inns, Representative Kirby, Representative Miller votes aye. Representative Fields, Representative Morgan, Representative Fields votes aye. Clear the vote.
84 aye, 11 nay.
Having received a majority vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the bill to have passed. Mr. Floor Leader.